It's midsummer, but it's chucking it down in Liverpool. Luckily, though, I don't have to stand outside for long because I'm following Jonathan Raisin on his mission to find the best pub singers in the city. We're at the Eldonian Village Hall, a couple of miles north of the city centre, and it's Thursday, the day the Liverpool retired merchant seamen meet for an afternoon of music.
I was thinking last year of an idea for the capital of culture with Liverpool having this status. It seemed a good idea to explore the great heritage of pub singing in the city. You know, there's just an incredible heritage of pub singing, which still exists in a way that probably doesn't in other places in England. I'm really just going out and hearing people, listening to people, and the final result of the project is that there's going to be a big performance at the end of November where singers will appear with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
How many people are you looking for?
About a dozen, sort of dozen, 15 on stage with the orchestra.
So you're hoping to find some people here today?
Oh, yes, yes.
People like Tony Peters and 76-year-old Nora Cook.
My dad was a seaman. I started singing when I was about the age of 11 in the pubs on the Dock Road. I'm 62 years of age, still singing in the pubs, and till the day the Lord takes me, I shall carry on singing.
We were kids in bed and we'd be having a do downstairs and my dad would go, "Have you heard my girls singing?" Because we were all girls, and three of us used to get with our little winciette on the skates and sit on the stairs and start singing, and the people used to love it. It is part of the Liverpool culture, really. You want to sing?
Every pub had a piano. Every pub
they
in Liverpool
did.
Had a
and
piano.
Nearly every house had a piano. Who could afford a piano?
What is it that makes Scousers want to sing? Kevin McManus, former Liverpool correspondent for The Face, Mixmag and the NME, has written about this for Liverpool University's Institute of Popular Music.
People always mention the sea and the Irish influence. I think there is undoubtedly that sort of Irish influence on it. And there's that tradition of people going away, listening to different musics, coming back. And I think when you're sailing, you come back, you want to have a good time. And part of that is going to bars and singing.
Back to the Eldonian Village Hall, where Tony and Nora are giving each other moral support before they audition for the Philharmonic project.
I think you're fantastic. I really do. Not last week, the week before. My hair was standing on end listening to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Definitely.